One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Growing Spiritually.
Hallelujah.
The Christian life is not just for worshiping and then just learning the Bible like, you know, a storybook. No, it's a life given to us to live. See, it's a life given to us to live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All right? That's what we're supposed to do. Living a Christian life is not a religious life. It's a divine life. It's the life and nature of God in a human being. That's what Christianity is. You know, those who don't know what it is call it a religion. They say, oh, the Christian religion. But Christianity, by its very nature and definition, is not a religion at all. There is a religion in Christianity. But Christianity is not a religion. That's very important. Very, very important. Most people don't know that. A lot of Christians live their whole life without ever coming across those facts in the Word of God because they don't study the Bible. And yet Jesus told us to search the Scriptures. You don't tell somebody to search, you know, check your box for something if you don't know there's something in there. You tell us to search because you know there's something in there. You can find it except you search for it. So he says, search the Scriptures. The apostle said, study, not just read, study the word. There's a whole lot in there you will never find without studying. There's a whole lot in there you will never find without studying. And let me explain something to you, why it is so important you got to study the word of God. See, you came from the word. You are what you eat. How many of you ever heard that term? You are what you eat. Your body is made up of what you eat. Think about it. Imagine that you're 40 years old or you're 70 years old. It means you've been eating food for 70 years. Where did it all go? Oh, you say you passed. No, you only passed out the waste that your body didn't need. So all of the others, where'd they go? Your body. Your physical body is the result of what you've been eating. It is even more true with your spirit. It is even more true with your spirit. Your spirit came from God's word. Your spirit came from God's word. You are the offspring of God's word. When you were born again, the life and nature of God was imparted to your spirit, and you came alive to God. You are awakened to the fatherhood of God. He became your father, not just your creator, but your father. Your life is one with him now. So the development of your spirit is based on the increase of the word in you. The more of God's word that you receive into your spirit, the more you are built spiritually. If you don't get the word into your spirit, you are not built spiritually. So what happens is your physical body is growing because of the physical food you've been eating, but your spirit will not grow. Your spirit will not grow. You can't know the things of God without studying the word. You've got to hear the word. You've got to meditate on the word of God to grow spiritually. And spiritual growth is of utmost necessity. You've got to get it. You've got to get it. Otherwise, you can't develop in your relationship with your Heavenly Father. And then you can't put to work spiritual realities. And worse more, you can't live the spiritual life, even though you're a spirit being. It's like an eagle that's brought up among chickens, never learned to fly. Never learned to fly. He'll never know he's an eagle. He'll move along with chickens and live the life of chickens. But he's an eagle with powerful wings to fly, but never seen another eagle fly. Even when he sees them flying, doesn't know how, because he was never trained to fly. Never trained to use his wings. Running on the ground, jumping up a little, like all the other chickens. Sad life. But do you realize that's the way many Christians live? They don't know that they have power over sickness. Sickness is natural to them. It's normal to them. Headaches, colds, and fever, they're normal to them. Because all the people they grew up with had colds, malaria, fever, headaches. So it's normal in their home. It's normal. Everybody knows what to take when the head starts kinking. So they know what to take. Everybody's just grown up that way. It's just their normal life. It's so normal to them, they think it's from God. Because that's the way they were brought up. Their mother was doctor in the home. So they've grown up like that. And then they told them, well, you know, when you get 60, you're going to have arthritis. Because mama had arthritis. Grandma had arthritis. Daddy had heart trouble. Or even stroke. So when they start getting close to that age, they know what's coming. Doctor said so. Because doctor even experienced the same thing. The doctor's treating them has arthritis too. So that's the normal life they're living. And they're Christians. They've been Christians many years. So if you said sickness is not normal, they say, oh, no, 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 no. Don't get fanatical. Don't get fanatical. Everybody gets sick. Because they've never studied the Bible. That's what they learned. That's what they learned. They don't know what Jesus did for them. You say, what did Jesus do for you? And they say, well, he died for my sins. But that's not, a thousand times, no. That's what he did for the world. What did he do for Christians? Listen, listen and listen hard. The sin problem that Jesus came to get rid of was for a purpose. He saved you from sin for a purpose. In the Old Testament, Moses said to the children of Israel, the Lord your God brought you out of bondage that he may bring you in to your inheritance. He brought you out to bring you in. He didn't just bring you out. For some people, you know, I'm saved. You know, back in those days, when we were in that that church where we grew up, we used to sing a song. We could sing it half an hour. And all it's saying, I am happy, I am saved, I am saved, I am saved, I am happy, I am saved, hallelujah. And we'll just sing that song again and again, and everybody's dancing and shouting, and you know, they're just so excited. They didn't know why they were saved. Saved for what? They had no idea. I ask people, do you believe in Jesus? And they say, yes. Then I say, when you believed in Jesus, what did you get? They're startled. They didn't think they were supposed to get anything. They say, pardon me? I say, when you believed in Jesus, what did you get for believing? They say, they don't understand my question. They're surprised I would even ask. Because they don't know they were supposed to get something. Then I say, but Jesus said, he that believeth in me hath everlasting life. Oh, they say, oh, yes, I know that. Oh, yes, 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 I have everlasting life. So I said, what's everlasting life? They have no idea. There's a life that continues to go on and on and on and on. And then when we go into heaven, it just continues on and on and on and on. Then I say, what does that mean for you? They have no idea. Because they never studied the Word of God. They were never taught the Scriptures. They were never taught.
We trust that you are blessed now, by the message you just listened to.
Take coming to church.
We invite you
seriously
to make Jesus the Lord
now,
of your life.
Because
by saying
if you keep
this
coming,
prayer,
you're going to learn
God,
so much, you'll be
I
amazed.
Believe with all my
I
heart.
I remember a gentleman said to me, he had been
Jesus
attending
Christ, Son
a church
of the living God.
This was about his second year.
I believe
year.
He died for me.
And then
and
he said
God
to me, he said, Pastor Chris,
from the
this
dead.
Was a very educated
I
gentleman.
I believe he's alive,
you know,
today.
Widely traveled.
I confess with
he
my
said
mouth
to me, Pastor Chris,
that Jesus Christ
I never knew
is the Lord of my
I
life.
I will discover so much
from
in my
day,
life.
Through him
I never knew.
And in his name,
yes,
I have
I said, there's still
eternal
so much
life.
Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.